Hi, Al. What's on your mind?
Your doctor, well, this is a pleasure. You faded out on me.
Well, as far as I can tell, I'm still here, sir.
Okay, I have three problems. I had a congestive heart failure in March of 2014. I have a mucus problem. I attend a naturopathic doctor upon occasion. She claims that the mucus problem is a byproduct of my heart failure. Is that correct or not, in your opinion?
It's a little bit of an unusual accompaniment to heart failure, sir. Definitely a little unusual. So I don't know.
I think it's more sinus oriented, but.
Mm-hmm. Sounds more reasonable.
Okay. Now a joint problem. I got knee problems. I'd like the telephone number of your clinic so I can order some of your products.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Let's see. Do I have it memorized? Yes, I do. 206.
Okay.
812.
9988. Thank you for that.
Okay, sir, about that congestive heart failure you had, two things. One, if you have not seen any books by Stephen Sinatra, spelled like the singer, but he's not the singer, Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Sinatra. Stephen Sinatra is a cardiologist. That was his entire training. But he's also an entirely a natural medicine doctor.
And oh, goody.
If you put in Stephen Sinatra books into your search engine, if you do computer, you'll find the man has got 40 or 50 books out there, and one or two of them focus entirely on heart issues.
Oh, really?
So
the book would be?
I don't know, but just put in Stephen Sinatra books and you get this whole list of books to scroll through. You'll find it.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Yeah. And one other thing, though, that you might need a doctor local for, actually published in one of the major medical journals a few years ago, was a finding about congestive heart failure, namely that the people with congestive heart failure had, I'm not kidding you, sir, 10 to 100 times more toxic metals located in the heart than people who didn't have congestive heart failure. They actually studied people who died of congestive heart failure, you see, and analyzed the heart muscle for mercury and lead and cadmium and so forth. And then they studied the hearts from people who died of totally something different, not congestive heart failure, who were about the same age and same sex, and they found about 1/10 the amount of toxic metals. So if you haven't been checked for toxic metals, please check with a doctor who knows what they're doing there, because if doing with toxic metals, that is, because to get them out of there so that your heart can start working better again, one needs what's called chelation therapy, and that has to be done carefully, because the chelation not only pulls out the toxic metals, it pulls out some of the normal metals that we need. So again, it's a little complex, but we pull out, we do the chelation, and then we put in the normal metals, not the toxic ones, and then we do the chelation, and then we put in the normal minerals. So I'm going to shut up about that, sir, but you should consider, please, if you have this, reading Dr. Sinatra's book on heart. He's got a couple of them that you'll find in the list that you can scroll through. And then checking with the doctor who does chelation therapy so you can find out if your heart, like this major medical journal said, happens to have a lot of toxic metal in it.
Yeah, we went to the Bowles Clinic years ago for chelation. Found it very satisfactory.
Well, depends on where you go sometimes, sir.
No more Bowles Clinic. They're gone.
Oh, I know. Poor Dr. Bowles, though. He was picked on over and over and over again by the state medical
board. Something like
you. Probably even worse, sir.
No, it's been good talking to you. I'm going to try your joint medication, and there was one other thing. I'm 94 years old, and my hearing's a little bit bad, so I'm having a slight problem. I think I better let it go of what I've done.
Okay, sir.
I'll just be free on Saturday. I'll call again. Thank you very much.
And thank you for calling.